Carlos.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, I spoke to the customer. He said he wants somebody to come back out there and pick it up because he said he asked y'all to take it back. He said he didn't sign anything for the delivery.
Right, because we're not accepting signatures because we use our personal phones because of COVID, so we don't take signatures. We take pictures of the delivery.
Okay.
And he stated that he wanted it removed out of his home after I had closed the order out. We were already in the truck. The truck was packed up. He like whistled us down for us to stop and then try to have us like unload the truck again after we like pushed it to the back. So I don't,
Okay.
yeah,
I don't know
he's gonna have to have somebody come.
I don't know if Best Buy will give you a delivery charge since the customer didn't ask you not to leave it.
Well, the thing is, I asked the customer 5 times if he wanted it delivered. I told him we can take it back. That's no problem. Just let us know right now so we can take it back. He's like, no, why don't we just leave it in the garage for the time being? And then after we were packed up, ready to leave, we were ready in our truck, heading away from his home, and he whistled us down, was like, hey, I don't know if I want to accept the delivery. I'm like, sir, I asked you 4 or 5 times. And then the order was closed out already. So if you could just, yeah, I guess put it in the notes, I guess. I don't know. If they don't do the delivery charge, then I don't know.
Okay, I can call the DOD, but I don't know because the customer's already contacted Best Buy, and they're going to have notes in there too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been on hold for like, I don't know how long. I wasn't able to reach out to anybody. That was like maybe a stop ago, one, two stops ago. So, I mean, I would have called it in earlier, but nobody was answering the phone.
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Okay.